a couple named the Phillips. They were just, you know, on their farm, and all of a sudden, all these fish fell on them. But then that led me to the story of these strange eels.
In 1892, a short article published in newspapers across America mentioned that a town in Alabama had been terrified by eels raining on their town. And they had even collected the eels and used them as fertilizer. So is this a true story or sensationalized Southern folklore? This is the mystery of eels raining down on Colburg, Alabama. This is Southern Mysteries.
It's gonna be all right. These ain't dark or troubled times. It's a day like any other day. You got a dark and troubled mind, all right. You hold that baby tight, and I swear if you can hear me, then everything gonna be just fine, all right. All right.
Welcome to Southern Mysteries, exploring historical mysteries and legendary figures of the American South. I'm your host, Shannon Ballard. If you ever find yourself bored, curious, and willing to give up an hour of your time going down an internet rabbit hole, go to Google and search for incidents of animal rain. You'll find fascinating stories that tell of everything you can imagine falling from the sky. Snakes, catfish, maggots, even turtle hail in Vicksburg, Mississippi, back in 1894. The weather is wild and it's fascinating, and you can't help but wonder if some of these stories are true, or maybe they're a mixture of legendary tales that hold some truth with a dash of fiction and good storytelling. As you take a deeper look at stories about animals raining from the sky, you'll find one of the most unique stories happened back in the 19th century in Alabama. Kelly Kazik is the weird news journalist for AL.com. She knows about and has researched just about every strange story you can imagine in the state of Alabama, including this legendary tale of eels falling from the sky.
Yes, I originally wrote a short piece about it in a book I did a while back called Forgotten Tales of Alabama. And at that time, when I was researching, I just did a short piece and came across a thing about a couple named the Phillips. And they were just, you know, on their farm, and all of a sudden these fish fell on them. And this is in Chillachi, Alabama, but all these fish fell on them. And they, of course, were like, well, we can use them. And they picked them up and they kept them so that they could cook them and eat them. But then that led me to the story of these strange eels. And it was really unusual because they're not eels that are typically found in this area. So I was looking it up, and it says that the eels, this species was unknown in Alabama, but they were falling in the streets of this small town of Colburg. And there were farmers coming with carts and buckets and taking them away so that when they decomposed, they could use them for fertilizer.
I never realized you could use eels in that way. I don't know much about fertilizer.
Well, I got this from an old story as well.
Okay.
One is the New York Sun that you mentioned from 1892. There are also stories from the Philadelphia Ledger in 1891. But there's some interesting stories like that, and that's where I got all of my background because I'd never heard of it happening either until then. For my book, I called a meteorologist who told me, yes, it can happen, and he told me why it happens. He said it's sort of like what happens with the water spout that you see out on the ocean. It's like a tornado on the ocean, and it's that fish are picked up from a pond in a weather event, and they're up in the clouds until they fall back down, and they don't necessarily fall right where they went up.
Now, the story goes that those eels that rained from the sky that day, they were collected by farmers and used as fertilizer. You may think it odd, but it was a common practice. This practice dates as far back as the days of Plymouth Plantation. Native Americans knew the value of fish as fertilizer. When they were preparing the ground to plant corn, they used small fish in the soil. They mounded fresh dirt on the buried fish and planted a corn seed. And through the growing season, the fish slowly decomposed, feeding the crop until harvest. Maybe these Alabama farmers back in 1892 knew a little something about that process and figured maybe eels can work the same way, so why not give it a go? So it is plausible that they really collected eels and used them as fertilizer. Now as to the weather. Is this story of eels raining on an Alabama town realistic from the weather perspective? I reached out to the weather expert Kelly Kasich mentioned. His name is Bill Murray. He's the weather historian for the Alabama Weather Blog and part of the Weather Brains podcast. This man knows everything you can imagine a person knowing about meteorology and the history of weather. And he was more than willing to take my call when I reached out to ask him about this eel rain story in Alabama weather history and if it's a myth or a legendary tale that could be true.
I think the story hinges on whether they were eels or not. I don't know whether eels are indigenous to Alabama or probably neighboring Mississippi as well. I think it's very conceivable if you could go back and pin down the day and find out what the weather was, that you could have easily had a tornado, you know, pass over a lake and loft, you know, marine animals into the sky and bring them down somewhere else. I think there's no question. It's happened countless times around the world, and it's fairly documented, and it's usually fish or frogs or things like that. You know, so really, was it eels? Was it something else? You know, who knows? But it very, very well could have happened.
It had been dark all day, and that it looked like it was going to storm, and then it was after 11 o'clock at night, in their account of it, that there was just showers, and along with the showers, like light showers, came what they at first thought was snakes, and they decide, and they say that they see eels after they heard thuds on their home. So I don't know, like, well, could a tornado like that happen without, like, heavy storms and rain?
There's no question that a tornado a long distance away could have lofted the, you know, could have lofted almost anything and then allowed it to come down, you know, tens or hundreds of miles away, depending on the strength of the tornado, because on, you know, April 27th, 2011, Professor John Knox from Georgia has documented items that blew over 250 miles from the Mississippi and Alabama tornadoes. Now, they were lighter than eels, I would think, for the most part, but, you know, 50, 75 miles certainly wouldn't be out of the question for a small marine animal or, a frog or a fish. And an eel could fall into that category if they lived back then. And the storm could have certainly weakened by the time it, you know, reached the point of the observers where the, you know, where it fell. These are some of the best stories in my, you know, my weather history collections, you know, are about frogs falling from the sky and catfish falling from the sky. Those are really cool.
To Bill's question about whether eels were in Alabama around the 1890s, well, I emailed certified fisheries biologist Steve Ryder. He works as the River and Streams Fisheries Program Coordinator at the Alabama Division of Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries. Steve got back to me to let me know that there were indeed records of the American eel in Alabama in the 19th century. He said most of the big river species in the state have occurred for quite some time. Which leaves you with only one conclusion. This legendary tale of eels raining on an Alabama town, well, it's actually true. Southern Mysteries is hosted and produced by me, Shannon Ballard. You can find the Southern Mysteries podcast discussion group. Just search for us on Facebook to connect with fellow fans of the podcast and share your ideas about stories you'd like to hear in future episodes of Southern Mysteries. You can also connect and catch up on previous episodes at southernmysteries.com.